to the Get Up Power Hour. Boom, 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 bam! Woo! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a freaking disgusting candy corn in your Halloween bag when all you wanted was a Snickers bar, baby. Hey, it's the Get Up Power Hour. What's up, Get Up Army? Welcome to the show, fam. This is your weekly vaccination of awesome attitude, tenacity, mindset, everything you want for your success. We're right here every single week from 1 to 2 Eastern Standard Time, right here on 1520 WCHE. Whatchie! That's Wang Chung Hayford. Excellent, okay? And today's topic is going to correlate with exactly what's going down in your world today, Halloween. Now, I really don't care a whole lot about Halloween, but what I do care about is today's topic that we're going to intertwine into this topic, and that whole conversation is going to be fear. Fear. The whole hour's fear. So I'm going to implore the Get Up Army here to have a moment of courage and or bravery. It's easy for you to say. And if you want to call, the number 610-701-9243, 610-701-9243, right here on WCHE. And, you know, man, first of all, before we get into today's topic and all the fun stuff that's going on and the holiday shenanigans and celebrations, I want to wrap up, tell you what's going on in my world, man. In my week, it's been crazy. From the time that Sunday night starts, Monday morning hits, it's like wildfire. I mean, we go 100 miles an hour in the Hayford household, you know, and it just it doesn't stop, man. And, you know, I wear many hats. I own a DJ company. I have the radio show. I'm an author. I do motivational talks. I'm a head football coach. And we're wrapping up our season over at Lionville Middle School, unfortunately, because we love football season here. And, you know, yesterday, I just got to brag on the boys for a minute. And I want to brag on them in what a lot of people would look at in a non-bragging manner. We lost twice. The 8th grade lost. The 7th grade lost. But we played Kennett Middle School. Now, I got to give mad props to Kennett because they are such a great organization. The coaches are top-notch. The kids are prepared. And here's what's interesting. They don't have, and this is like life lessons, and this is what I think is so important for so many people that they just got to really remember. It's not all about skill. It's not all about talent. Because when we were looking on the field, there was only maybe one or two players you would say, oh, that kid, we probably don't want to run at him. We probably don't want to kick the ball at that guy, right? Because he looks like he drove himself here, and he's an 8th grader, and he's got facial hair, okay? But besides that, there was really, they were pretty underwhelming when you were looking at them as a team. But they execute. And they executed the things they did to perfection. And there's so much to be said for that because that's what I talk about every single day on my podcast, Get Up Podcast on SoundCloud. It's what I talk about every single day or every single week when I'm in here on the Get Up Power Hour. It's about the consistency. It's about the work. It's about the tenacity. It's about how over and over and over and over and over again wins. That's how you win. And clearly that's how they won yesterday. Hey, both squads went at it. 8th grade came down to the final moment. The 7th grade game, that was a little crazy because we were down by 2 touchdowns. And at one point, the referee told me, I was, you know, as the head coach, we're up by a touchdown. So I just shut my mouth and walked away. But no, the fact of the matter is they beat us, but there's a lot of lessons. Failure is a great teacher. And that's going to be the back end of the show as we're getting into fear and all that. And hey, while you're listening here right on 1520 WCHE, right, and you're calling in 610-701-9243. I'm going to invite you guys to connect with me on all your social media platforms. I'm on the gram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Snapchizzle. Hit me up on YouTube. Check out MarkHayford.com. You could DM me, PM me. You could email me, getup@MarkHayford.com. I want to connect with you guys. And now, let's quit the jibber-jabber. Let's get at it. And let's talk about the thing you don't want to talk about, fear. Fear, such a hot topic, man. It's one of my chapters that I wrote about in my first book, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. It is a entire full in detail chapter in my third book, which is going to be coming out soon, with air quotes here, because we don't know if that's going to be the back end here in 19 or early in the new decade. What? But a lot that I want to rip into today. And, you know, in here, working the boards with me is Bree. And in a minute, I'm gonna ask her to get on the mic, and I want to ask her a question in a minute. But before we bring her on, and Bree, by the way, you're getting followers. There's like fans of the show. Yes. So you're like, I'm not saying I'm Howard and you're Robin, but I'm saying...
I'd take that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people are like, hey, who's Bree? I'm like, well, Bree's a rock star. Bree runs it. Bree holds it down, yo. I got the mic. She's got the board. Okay. I'll be David Lee Roth. You could be Eddie Van Halen, and you are so young, you don't even know what I just said.
I actually did understand that reference.
All right.
Believe it or not.
Well, you do work at a radio station.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
I won't get many more, probably.
Well, check this out. This is a wild hair for me, and I don't have many hairs, so, you know. What are you laughing at? All right. So it was one of these, it was a couple years ago, and I had a parent, a mom, email me. And, you know, I'm doing the head coach gig. It's football season. That's what's important, football. And a middle school mom emailed me, and she said, how dare you, Coach Hayford? How can you hold practice on a holiday? Okay. 4th of July. For all my Americans listening here, is a holiday. Okay. Thanksgiving, also, for my fellow Americans, is a holiday. Christmas is a holiday. Veterans Day should be a holiday, even though some of you local freaking businesses out there do not give veteran discounts, not even on Veterans Day. Shame on you, but I digress. Halloween's not a holiday. It's so not a holiday. It's a festive time. It's fun, okay? It's you go around, you get candy. Maybe back in the day, you toilet papered somebody's Buick. I don't know. Whatever, okay? Their house. Fun, haha, fun. Not a holiday. So not a holiday, okay? And if it is a holiday, what are we celebrating? Death and scariness and evil and whatever, okay? So... I hope you have a great Halloween. I hope you enjoy Halloween, but keep it in perspective because there's always the next day after Halloween. So be safe. Go in groups, kids. Flashlights, okay? So Halloween is predicated all around scary things, scary movies, fear. So get up, Army. I'm going to ask you, what are you afraid of? Because everybody's got something. Everybody's got like a little something going on in their head, something that they're just, it's that sticking point, it's that speed bump, it's that roadblock, it's that thing that just, they get the heebie-jeebies when they think about it, right? And it just throws them off their game. Now, I have something of my own, you know, human, not invincible here. I thought I was when I was like 17, but then, you know, male pattern baldness kicked in and blew out an ACL and life came full circle. But all right. So everybody has some type of a fear or something that gets them. So, all right. I'm going to throw her under the bus, like leaves that were raked off a lawn right here in Westchester, PA. Bree, get on the mic. And all right. I'm just going to ask you straight up. What's a fear of yours? What's something that you cannot deal with?
Heights, clowns, and those creepy ass dolls.
You got like a bunch of things. Okay.
No, those are it, but I don't like them. Like, those are like, I guess height's not physical, but things that any day could kind of get you. You know, it's like not the...
When you're, wait,
it's
you're
not
saying
like,
heights...
oh, the future, but I'm like, if I'm 50, my knees just lock up. Like, my knees lock up, and when I get scared, I can't breathe. I found that out on the swings in Dorney Park, if you've ever been there, when I was like 7.
Oh.
I found out I stopped breathing. So that's not really a hype, but like the climb of a roller coaster, if it's going fast, I don't mind it, but if I have time to look down and I'm high up, quite literally paralyzes me.
OMG, bro. Let me tell you something. You just started a wildfire here because you just said so many things that are so scientifically connected.
Yeah.
No, for real.
No, like I believe you.
I'm going to rip into this and explain at the back end of the show. Actually, after the first break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on in your head and why what you explain has a physical outcome for what's happening internally.
Okay.
It's crazy. I can't wait to tell you this.
I am science.
You are science,
and
girl.
Clowns, I'm just like...
I will take a bat to a clown's head. I don't even try creepy Stephen King.
The whole situation is perfectly messed up.
It's just, I mean...
And no offense to people who are clowns out there. I got some in the fan. Not even being that kind
You know what, you clowns...
I wish I was using that as a ha-ha, but no. But no, it's just like they're painted, so you can't truly see their, like, their faces are painted. You can't truly see their identity. They got the whole costume going on, the wig, and it's like, here, go play with children. Like, that's the perfect, I'm a serial killer pedophile. Like,
free candy and Wi-Fi right here in this van, like, with that Windows. Yeah.
I don't trust it. And I started reading it when I was way too young.
Oy vey.
Yeah. Like, I'm like 12 years old on my iPod Touch throwback and reading it by Stephen King.
If any of you clowns out there are offended, you know what? Suck it up, Buttercup, okay? Stop hiding behind the makeup and
stop
being offended.
Throw some clown hands.
Yeah. We'll throw some clown hands, baby. Pick a hand. Right here in WCHE. Witchy.
And the creepy dolls kind of just go hand in hand with that. Like, who likes them?
Well, every scary movie requires some type of creepy doll or child voice
and
or something.
Laugh.
Yeah. You know what? That does not scare me at all. And heights, listen, I'll bungee jump off the freaking Empire State Building. I will sit amongst a pack of clowns. I don't care. I'm good with everything you said. My wife, Christina, we got into a little bit. I don't want to say an argument, okay? Because she's listening now, honey.
Discussion.
Love you. Well, it actually happened about 45 minutes ago as I was sitting outside the studio in the pouring rain right here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And I said, she goes, what are you going to do on the show today? You know, because we live together, so you think we would talk at home. And life moves fast, man. I'm like, yo, we're doing fear. Talking all about fear. Perfect concept being on Halloween. And she goes, oh, that's going to be great. And I said, yeah, and I'm going to break down some science with this and what goes behind it and what we can do to fix it. And I said, I'm going to talk about one of your fears. And she says, what are you talking about? And I said, your fear. And she said, I don't have any fears. I said, yes, you do. You have a fear. And she's like, no, I don't. And I said, you have a definite fear. And I told her what the fear is. And she goes, well, that's not a fear. She goes, I do it. It just scares me, but I do it. And I said, well, if it scares you, that's a fear. She's like, rah, rah, rah.
And then, I still go in high places. I've gone ziplining.
It scares you.
It still scares you.
You fight your fear.
Yeah.
I love that. Because you know what fear is? It's false evidence appearing real.
Ooh.
That's the acronym. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear is crap. Screw fear. Okay? I wish I could punch fear right in the face. Ugh! Like that. But my wife is afraid of elevators.
Oh.
She's going to be killed in one, or it's going to, like, you know, eat her or anything. Like, she'll be stuck in one.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because isn't this interesting how, like, certain people are, they're so blown away by certain things and other people couldn't care less.
Yeah.
So my oldest boy, Kane, what's that show, I guess, from the 80s or 90s, Living Color? Remember that one? And the old joke was
a little before me.
Yeah, a little before your birth date. But it was like, I have 14 jobs, man. I'm Jamaican, right? It was like that joke. Well, that's my son, Kane. He's got like 15 jobs. Like, he works at a country club, and he, you know, works at the Green Street Grill right there in Downingtown. And he winds up, he'll deliver pizzas. The kid's got the hustle. He'll do whatever it takes to get moving. He's like never home, always working. And on Snapchat, about a week ago, all of a sudden he sends me. he sends me this thing on Snapchat, and I don't do streaks or any of that stuff, and he snaps me and says, love being stuck in an elevator when delivering pizzas, LOLOL. And I was like, OMG. And I was like on the football field, so I didn't get it till after, and then the locker room's like a black hole. There's like zero Wi-Fi. I get there, I snap him like, yo, you okay, bro? He's like, oh, yeah, that was like 2 hours ago. I was like, oh, okay. And he's fine. He laughed about it. He didn't care. Right? Yeah. I tell my wife, and she's like, oh. Is he okay? Is he all right? I'm like, listen, he's fine.
At least he had pizza.
He had pizza. He's not going to starve. If he has to pee, you pop out one of those things in the wall. He's good. He was laughing about it. Now, my wife gets on an elevator and prays. I'm talking like, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, oh, Jesus, help me, Jesus, oh, Lord, Jesus, Jesus, our Father, help me. I'm talking from lobby to fourth floor, okay? Like, she can't breathe. She closes her eyes. She starts about it. Like, the people are like, what is she doing? Is she, no, she's praying. She'll be fine. So, you know, listen, we've all seen enough Bruce Willis movies to understand that if you get trapped in a freaking elevator, especially with pizza, you can not only get out of an elevator, you can probably save the planet, or at least the building that the terrorists are hijacking. We've
just
seen
step
this.
Ahead.
Yeah. We got the blueprint. We know how to do it. But for some reason, that's my wife's hang up. Now, she'll still go in elevators sometimes, depending on what type of heels she's wearing, because sometimes she'll walk the 18 floors down the fire escape thing or whatever. But anyway, now me, I'm a little different. The clowns, please, I don't care. Heights, I don't care. Elevators, I don't care. Listen, if I get stuck in an elevator, it's going to be an awesome lawsuit and a great story to talk about right here in the Get Up Power Hour.
It's a reason to not do what you were having to do before. Right. It's like, I couldn't help it. I was stuck.
Yeah, I mean, roller coasters, like, I don't love them because it just jumbles my brain around. And
I get a headache from them, but yeah, they're fun.
I'm not trying to get, like, jostled around. If I want to do that, I'll put football pads back on or get in the ring. But, yeah, so I don't care about that stuff. But for me, I think as a child, maybe I've seen too many Jaws movies. Like, I ain't taking a bath, okay? Now, I'll tell you, I'm all about facing the fear, fighting the fear. Fear is crap. And we're going to get into it in a little bit, you know, after some breaks and stuff, why fear happens, what's going on in your brain, and how, just when you use some of those analogies about roller coasters and high swings and what we can do about this. And it's great. And I've given talks on this. And again, I'm friends with people who have authored books on this and are neuroscientists. So it's so fascinating. Like, we could do a whole day seminar on it, but we're going to break down some points. But for me, like, I knew somebody one time and they said, you know, my shoulder hurts when I do this, you know, like, and trying to accentuate it over the back. I'm like, well, don't do that. You know what I mean? And your freaking shoulder won't hurt, Einstein. Okay. But for me, going in water, like, I'll go in, if we're at the beach or something. Yeah. I'll go to my knees, and my wife loves, this is where she would interject if she was here, about how on our honeymoon, like, we went scuba diving, like, in 3 feet of water, and I had, you know, muscles and tattoos and floaties. Okay. Yeah. Because you never know. What are you laughing at? You're not going to get stuck on a roller coaster.
Only the visual.
Whatever. I'm fine. I'm here. We're good. But, like, I can't see what's in the water, okay? I don't know what's – I don't know what wants to eat me or what's going to eat it or, you know, what's – So every year we go to Hawaii in January, okay? Maybe we'll broadcast live.
Take me
Hawaii.
With you.
Hey, somebody's got to carry them bags. Well, check this out. So my wife gets this grandiose idea. We're going to go kayaking. Again, right? I'm a former pro wrestling ref with the WWE. I'm a veteran in the U.S. Armed Forces. I've been around the world. I'll save a burning school bus of children with one arm going off a cliff. I don't want to be in a kayak in Marsh Creek. Okay. I just don't. It's my thing. I don't know.
It's not even the ocean.
Well, I mean, I just don't like deep water.
Okay.
Part of it's because I kind of can't swim and might die. Like, I mean, I can kind of swim, but it's really ugly. No, I'll probably die. Okay. But I'll make enough noise where you'll probably be able to save me or not. Anyway. So here we are in Hawaii 2 years ago. I have, this is on my Facebook. So if you're Facebook friends, you can, like, go through, and I have pictures of this and maybe even a video. My wife says, let's go kayak. And I'm like, kayak, okay, in the Pacific freaking ocean. So we get in the kayak, and we're kayaking with a couple other friends from New York and whatever. And all of a sudden, I'm talking, like, across the street all of a sudden, whales. I'm not on a yacht. I'm not on a boat. I'm not in a helicopter. I'm not on land. I am in a kayak looking at a mother whale. And the baby, whatever they're called, whales. And they're all, like, showing off and woo! And
killer
spouting.
Whales?
No, not killer whales, Bree, but big, blue, funky-looking, gonna...
Either way.
You know, biblical,
awesome.
Eat Jonah type blue of whales. Whale. Blue whales! I'm like, whale! There's a whale right there. Like, there. Like, I could have threw my paddle at it. Maybe I peed in the Pacific Ocean right then and there. Okay?
Could have been the whale.
But you know what? Could have been the whale. But I'm here. I'm
That's
here.
That's awesome, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a whale. If it was a shark, it'd be scary.
Oh, I can't eat. Listen.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Hey, you want to watch a scary movie? You know, demons, ghouls, ghosts. Man, whatever. I got Jesus. I don't care about that. You show me a shark movie? Whoa! I can't deal with that. There's teeth and fins and the music. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, we're taking a break here on the Get Up Power Hour. We will be right back, and I got some crazy stories to tell you. I want to break down this fear concept, and we will be back talking about our awesome sponsors. Don't go anywhere, Get Up Army, right here, WCHE. Baby. This is Mark right here on the Get Up Power Hour, 1520 WCHE. If you want to call in, 610-701-9243 on this Halloween, the last one of the decade. We're talking about the topic of fear. And Bree was just laughing at me about what I was just talking about, how I was almost eaten by a whale in the Pacific Ocean, because ha, 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 that's really funny. She said, but that would be so awesome for me. And I'm like, you're out of your mind, bro. And she's like, that would be like... For me, she goes, that's the equivalent of a pack of clowns chasing me down the street. My question is, why would clowns be chasing you down the street? But
because
they're clowns and they're creepy and they're going to eat your face.
Yeah.
All right. So listen, let's this topic. This is such a you can go so many. Why can't I move this? All right. There's so many things you could do with this topic of fear, and I really want to break some things down today. And it's crazy. So I'm a 2-time best-selling author. And by the way, that never – thank you. Please, don't get up. Just throw dollars. That never gets old saying that. Okay? I love it because you know what? And again, there's no limits, guys. There's no – blow away those false self-limitations. You know, I've never taken a formal writing class. You know, I'm lucky I passed English. But when you have ideas and they have these new things called editors, right? Yeah, and Google. And you can put your ideas out there and you could – you could change lives, man. So don't hold back, and we're going to get to that at the very end of the show. But my second number one book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life, is what I put out. And I put it on Amazon. Now, my first book, I talked about this a couple shows back, Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life. Get Up was the first one. Get Up went number one in Amazon self-help category in 4 hours. 4 hours. It passed Gary Vee. It passed Chicken Soup for the Soul Dude. It just blew stuff away. It hung there. It was crazy. And then it just spawned, you know, all these book sales and speaking events. And I already did them from being in pro wrestling and mindset and being a motivational speaker. But it really just opened up so many platforms. And I'm so thankful for that. The second book, 365, which is what, by the way, if you're out there and you listen to podcasts, guys, if you listen to SoundCloud, and we're looking to expand this soon, I have the Get Up podcast, which is every single day, 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, start your day. And that's aggressive. So it's all good, but I'll tell you what, man, I'm gonna tell you this. 365 didn't go number one in 4 hours, but it went number one in the day it was released. It's crazy. In the self-help category. That was my birthday. It was December 16th. Last year, 2018, and for all those fans out there, I love NFL jerseys, tickets to, no. And, you know, it was interesting because self-help was pretty much the category of what this is geared to. It's daily mindset, attitude adjustment, positivity, tenacity, perspective shifting, all what this show is about. But then what was interesting to me is how it started climbing up these other odd charts that I didn't even know existed. Okay, so it started creeping up in these categories, and it hit the top 10 in neuro-linguistic programming. The heck is that? Well, we've talked about it on the show. It's you guys might know it as NLP. All right, so that's a lot of mindset in your brain and you know the science behind that. And then it also registered on the anxieties and phobias category. I was like, what? There's actually an anxieties and phobias category. Like, that's actually a thing. Right? Like, well, there is so much freaking fear going on out here that they created a category for it on Amazon for books. It's insane. And 365 actually charted that, which is crazy because I have nothing to do geared towards fear. Maybe it's about fighting fear because I said it before, the acronym of fear being false evidence appearing real because I didn't get eaten by a whale. And my kid made it okay and probably ate more pizza than he has in his entire life in the elevator. And Bree has never been chased down the street by a pack of clowns yet. But the day is young, and so are we. You know, and listen, everybody gets anxiety. It's crazy. You got teenagers, professional athletes, CEOs of companies, housewives. Everybody under the freaking sun has some type of angst or anxiety. It's just, and there's reasons for that. And there's so many fears and phobias out here. Again, my third book is going to have a whole chapter dedicated towards this. It's actually ridiculous. And I'm not trying to exaggerate. Like, I am being 100% on point for real. And I tell you, there's so many just screwball things out there that we make up in our minds that we're afraid of. That's never going to happen. other than the fact that if I'm dumb enough to go again on a kayak in the Pacific Ocean, Christina Hayford, in January of 2020, not going to happen. I'm probably not going to be eaten by a whale. Okay. So many of these fears are ridiculous. Now, I've done some research on this, and check this out. Most of the common fears that we all know about, obviously, it's the fear of death, right? what I do all the time, public speaking, that's actually ranked over death. People would actually rather die, no longer exist, stop breathing forever, than have to get up in front of a room and speak.
That's my sister.
Your sister?
Yeah.
How old's your sister?
We're twins.
You're twins?
Yeah. 23.
So she's 18. Okay. So she's 23 yeah. And she just can't even.
She waited till her, because you're required to take a beginning public speaking course. She waited till, I think, her junior or senior year of college to take it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I took advanced public speaking.
Okay. I'm gonna drop this one on you. I wasn't even looking to do this, but I'm gonna drop it on you. So I have lots of friends and speaking and all. You do get that right before you go out. They're gonna hand. There's a lot of responsibility. Like coming into this studio, sitting down in front of this microphone, and going live for an hour. There, I take responsibility with that, because I could talk whatever rah rah crap. I could, you know, just be one of those guys, or I could be real and on point, which is what I try to do every single time and serve it up. But is it easy? I don't know. Some people say, it's easy for me. I can just do it. And yeah, it's easier the more than you do it, just like anything else. Mm-hmm. But there's always, so a couple months ago, I have a friend who is a former TV personality, author, six-figure speaker, goes around the world. They came local. I'm not going to say if they have or will be, but there was a book endorsement for me from this person. And I get to see this person, whose name I'm not going to say, and it was right before this person went on to this local event, which wasn't even really, in the scheme of things, a large. We're not talking packed arena. We're talking ballroom. So there's hundreds of people, but there's not tens of thousands of people. Like I've seen this, person do it, like legit rock concert-ish, right? Like seas of people, and I'm in the nosebleeds, even though I'm friends. What's up with that, right? So this person comes, and I wasn't even speaking at this event. I was kind of just there supportive. And this is so crazy to me. I needed to be there to be supportive. This person comes up to me. This is what they do. They do this. This is what their life value is all geared to. It's going to be what they're remembered for, their legacy. And this person comes up to me and looks me in the eye and goes, "Mark, I am so scared." And I thought they were joking. For I was like, and they weren't joking. Like, Mark, I am so scared. And I was like, OMG. Like, this is about to happen. And they're like announcing this person, like, oh, the person you came to see, woo, it's happening. Goosebumps, fire. You know, if I had hair on the back of my neck or anywhere else in my body, it would stand up. No, I don't have alopecia or whatever that's called, people. I'm good. I shaved my head. Thank you. And I just looked at this person, and some of us ever need is a kush, kush, kush. And I said, listen to me. You're a freaking rock star. Like this, they came here for you. Like you have a life's work that is a lesson that is just unstoppable. Like you are a monster, a beast. There is a purpose. No, it's not Tony Robbins or Gary Vee. So don't text me later, people. But I'm like, you are the one. Like this is what they came for. You inspire me. You're the one that people come to. And they just did it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And then you know what they did? Bam, they got up there and they did what they do. They slay it. They slay it. So everybody gets in their own heads. And it just happens. And you got to fight that fear. We always go to the negative. I talk about this all the time. We are so wired. I think every single show, like a busted vinyl record from the 60s or a parrot who just is like, you know, has whatever. I repeat this. We swim in a sea of negativity all the time. And we need to be aware of this, because you can't fight what you don't know. When you're aware of it, when you're sensitive to it, when you're paying attention to it, then you can actually do something about it. But there's so many fears out there. There's death. There's the public speaking like your sister can't even deal with, right? There's, okay, heights. You said that. Germs. Like, I do not have fear of germs. If I did, I wouldn't touch this mic or put this headset on. Hey, but I do. Who was sitting in this chair before me? I don't know. I don't care. I'm good. It builds my immune system. But some people can't even handle that. Okay. Okay. Fear of spiders, or, you know, arachnophobia. Matter of fact, there was one that was over there in the corner, just saying. Dogs, snakes, money or lack of money. That's a big one. There's people that have fear of poverty. Corrupt government officials. Claustrophobia, needles. Lightning, and thanks to Stephen King and It, Clowns. Clowns, Brie. There's there, and those are like the main ones. So fear is, it's out there. It's a whole thing. I mean, fear of flying is a big one. And that just makes sense, right? I mean, think about it. It's just, it's so not normal. You're screaming through the air, hundreds of miles an hour, thousands of miles in the air, hundreds of miles in the air, metal contraption that's propelling above the earth that can actually, because of satellites or I don't even know, can
through
get you
birds.
Yeah. Can get you where you need to go. It's insane.
See, I don't mind planes though.
I don't either.
Because you're moving. It's like a...
Yeah, I love it.
And they serve alcohol.
But some people do, right? Yeah. And it's a whole thing, but whatever. So, I mean, you know, here's... Okay, so I did some research on this, too. It's guesstimated that somewhere between... And please, don't quote me on this, people, okay? I'm just going off of basic research. They're saying between there is a 5 to 11 million chance that your plane actually goes down. Like, it's so random. Like, you are more likely to be struck by lightning, attacked by a shark, or literally killed walking down the street before you're involved in a plane crash. Like, you could win the lottery before you would be in a plane crash. But some people are scared to death of planes. It's ridiculous. It's how our brains go. And then there's, like, these... Okay, this is crazy. There's geniophobia. It's the fear of knees. Like kneecaps, like what's below your quads and above your calves.
Just like seeing them?
I don't know. Knees. Like, how are you afraid of knees if you have knees? I don't know.
Imagine being afraid of a knee so you get it removed. Now how's life?
I can't even say this one. Agnagophobia, which of course is the fear of elbows. Can you imagine being elbows?
I guess technically flying could be considered one of those unrealistic fears, but I have a...
is it though? I don't know if it's unrealistic.
No, but not unrealistic because it's possible, but I have a, will this ever happen to me? Probably not fear.
Okay.
It's getting, like, this sounds horrible, but I've seen too many crime movies. Is being shot in the knees. That's
knees?
Like what, yeah, because I feel like that would just...
That would suck.
Yeah.
That would blow your
like,
day.
I'd rather get, like, yeah, hit my arm, but, like, my knee. Like,
now like, you're not going trick-or-treating.
You're not
doing anything.
I'm going to work. But, no, like, imagine being shot in the knees.
Getting shot in the knee and having to report to work is just a terrible day. It's just, like, things go downhill.
I think I'd probably, if it was both knees, I'd call out.
No, I'm okay.
But
so,
that's one of those fears that, like, heights, it cripples me, whereas it's like a ha-ha being shot in the knees is scary, but I also, it's in the back of my mind that like...
Well, we got to be careful, too. We have to be hypersensitive to our thoughts, because I believe the law of attraction is a thing. So I'm not saying you're going to get shot in the... Yes, just get rid of that. You're not going to get shot in the knees, you're not going to get eaten by clowns, I'm not going to get eaten by a whale and or a whale in an elevator, okay? Okay. We need to, you know, we got to be, again, hypersensitive to our thoughts,
exactly.
Our words, our actions. We want to project into our lives what we do want, not what we don't want. I believe, I'm such a firm believer of that. Do you know there's a doomsday clock? I did not know this. I'm not a big...
Where?
It's a thing. I don't know. Like, I saw it somewhere in the news, and I really don't watch the news. It just kind of was in passing. You know, I'm not like, if there's news I need to know, I'm going to need to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Locally, you know, my news is Facebook. People will, you know, hey, this road's closed. This is going down. This person's running for whatever election. I mean, just I can't worry about what is happening in, you know, China at the moment because I got to focus. We're out here trying to win. We got to be on purpose. We can't let things be dictated to us. We got to be in charge. You're the hammer or the nail. And I'm all about being the hammer and taking control of the day. But apparently there's a doomsday clock and it's a thing and it made the news. And like, I think it's nonsense, but people pay attention to this stuff.
I want to see when it's supposed to go off.
I mean, yeah, whatever. You know, doomsday clock could go off, bells ringing, and I'll be writing another book. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be here.
Isn't every day supposed to be the last day?
You know what? Look, William Penn said, no man is fit to command another that cannot command himself. And I believe that's words, thoughts, actions. It's all the discipline that comes beyond that and with that. I mean, it's nuts. So here's the science part of this with the brain, okay?
Yeah.
There is, when we're talking brain and all that, it's prefrontal cortex. That's the main thing now. That's the buzzword. Mel Robbins, the 5-second rule is all prefrontal cortex. That's why that teenage boy did something stupid and girls mature faster than boys because the prefrontal lobe in the cortex doesn't fully fully mature until the age of 24. Okay. But there's so many parts of our brain that we don't use or aware of. And they're, again, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but I'm friends with them. Okay. Okay. And this research is out there. We have a temporal lobe in our brain, right? Behind your temple. Makes sense. And there's the amygdala, which I probably destroyed. And it's just this, it's a, it's a nuclei in your brain. It's the size of an almond. And it's actually, it's a primary part of your brain because it focuses on memory. This is what we understand at this point with science and, you know, medicine, and everything. It's primary in memory. It's primary in decision-making. And it's primary in our, this is the asterisk here, emotional responses like fear and anxiety. And there's different parts of your brain, and this is how you can start to control fear. So if you go to the zoo and you see a silverback gorilla, all right, ready to pounce, or you see a tiger in a cage, you know, there's a thinking part of your brain, and then there is a fight or flight response part of the brain, right, where, you know, the emotional part of the brain that's going to have you act accordingly. Either you're fighting, you're running, or, oh, it's okay. So if you're in the zoo and you see that tiger and it's behind the cage, oh, well, ooh. You know, initially for like a millisecond, there's, ooh, it's a tiger, but we're cool. It's behind all that glass in the cage and whatever. And but if you're walking through the park in Westchester, right here downtown Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, and you see that tiger or that silverback gorilla running through your park.
I would poop my pants.
You would. That's worse than the pack of clowns, right?
By far.
By far away.
I would rather take on 50 clowns than a silverback gorilla. Or, I'm not even joking.
Or like, yeah, or a whole...
whale.
A whale. Right. So it's that part of your brain. But, you know, listen, and the end of 2019 going into the roaring 20s here, and hopefully beyond, it's rare that you're going to see a roaming lion in your non-post-apocalyptic park, okay? Or zombies or anything else. Don't even get me started. So we have these overstimulated... primitively wired brains that can work themselves up so quickly. I talked about this in my first book, Get Up. Your brain is like a wild stallion, and you either, when you're riding that horse, you either learn to break that horse in, or that horse is going to throw you off and you're going to get hurt. So you got to learn to take control of your thoughts, your mind, your fears, which are false evidence appearing real. And you got to fight the fear. You got to, because most of those things that we're talking about that we're afraid of, guess what? It's fake. It's fake. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to rock your socks, Get Up Army, and we're going to tell you about how you can fight some of this fear and how you can be aware of what's going on in your brain. Hey, it's WCHE. I'm Mark, and it is the Get Up Power Hour. Be right back. Baby Mark right here on WCHE. What she? Wango, Cherry, Hayford. Excellent. 1520. You can live stream it every Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. Hey, we're getting at the Get Up Power Hour. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. Once again, hit me up on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitter, right? Let's do it. So we're talking about fear. Fear, fear, fear. And by the way, all the love, man. Social media, I'm getting text messages. I'm getting, hey, great topic. Thank you so much. Need to hear this. Oh, everything. Listen, Get Up Army, you guys rock my socks. I appreciate all the love. And this fuels me. This fuels me to be able to get at it for you every day. So I appreciate the support. And by the way, if you didn't support me, I'd be doing it anyway, baby, because I believe it. So let's get at it. We are here fighting packs of clowns, silverback gorillas, drowning whales, and busting through elevators. Screw fear. False evidence appearing real. Now, I'm going to tell you a story, which is not mine. I'm stealing it. But it's a great story, and I have to. I want to give you the updated version of it, and it's great. Now, at the top of the show, Bree was talking about how, one more time, what happens to you when you, what physically happens to you when you go on a roller coaster or an elevator, or not an elevator,
any high height, I physically stop breathing. If I'm in a, like, if I'm not standing somewhere, if I'm out of control, physically stop breathing, and standing being anywhere, my knees go weak, legs go weak, knees buckle.
Okay. So when I was in school, Okay. I didn't like any type of ology. Mm-hmm. I didn't like sociology, biology. I liked Van Halen. Okay.
There you go.
Hey. And I think many of, because so many of the ologies are so, just so interesting, so fascinating, but they never taught it right. And turn to page 47 and hey, Johnny Reed, and Johnny's like, can't even, you know, he's got dyslexia and we're making Johnny Reed out to the class. And then you, you know, you're bored, right? So, but there's so much study, like, you know, once you get through all the yakety yak and everything and you get down to business and you really understand like what's going on, your body and your brain becomes so efficient in the face of danger. So what you're discussing is science, it's physiology, it's all that stuff intertwined, right? So your brain, when you get scared or something else, which I'll talk about in a second, becomes hyper alert. So part of your knees locking up and you can't breathe. So typically when we get scared, physically what's happening to your body, the brain becomes alert, your heart rate and blood pressure rise, your pupils dilate, your blood flows. Now it gets even deeper and crazier, okay? The stream of glucose to like all your skeletal muscles, it increases, your breathing accelerates, and certain organs in your body that are not perceived as vital organs, like your digestive system, they start to like slow down because it's not needed. You don't need to digest your oatmeal to get away from the pack of clowns, right? Right. So at least that's what your body is built to do. So in basic terms, you freaking wake up, you pay attention big time, you breathe rapidly, blood starts pumping. Yo, you get hype because you're scared because you're going to die off of the roller coaster. Yeah. You may not, but most don't. Some have. But that's what we're looking at here, okay? So pause that for a second. So here's this great story. Now, this actually is a Tony Robbins story. And, you know, it was last year. It was last summer. So summer of 18. And I ain't going to lie. I was a little disappointed. But it will happen. I was about to share the stage as a more of a warm-up type thing, I think, in that capacity, when it was Dr. Les Brown and Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins was the headliner. They had Nick Foles, who at the time just won the Super Bowl with the Eagles, Doug Peterson, the coach. And I was in consideration to be on the stage, and the timing didn't work and everything else, but I was able to be present at the event. And Tony Robbins has this amazing story that he's told, and this was from one of his earlier books too. And, you know, he's quoted as saying, stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being excited about what could go right. Excited. That's interesting, being excited. I'm going to break this down, tell you why. Story he talks about, which I use when I speak at groups all the time. It's amazing. This goes dated back a little bit now. And I, you know, look, I own a DJ company. I do parties. I love music. So I like taking a lot of pop culture and just day-to-day things that people can connect with and understand and use that to bring a point and pull it together. So Tony Robbins talks about how Carly Simon. Okay, who? All right, Carly Simon. When I go into schools and I say Carly Simon, they all kind of look at me blank because why would they know? She hasn't had a hit in 35 years. And I'll say, well, guys, Carly Simon was kind of like maybe not so much Taylor Swift of the 70s. And they go, oh, I go, okay, cool. So we got it. I get that they're picking up what I'm putting down, right? So one day, Tony Robbins gets this call from Sheryl Crow. So not Sheryl Crow. Carly Simon. And Carly Simon says, Tony, I need your help. I cannot perform on stage. He says, what are you talking about? You're Carly Simon. You've had number one records. You've sung with Mick Jagger. You sung with James Taylor. You are a star. She said, I know, but I can't go on stage and sing live. I get stage fright. He's like, since when? She goes, well, it's been happening. And he goes, okay, we'll explain what happens to me. And she said, I get on the stage, before I go on the stage, I peek through the curtains and I see the crowd. And what happens is my heart starts to pound in my chest like it's going to explode. And my throat starts to close up like I can barely breathe or talk. And my hands get so sweaty, I feel like I'm going to drop the microphone. And that's the second when I realize I'm going to have a panic attack. Okay. So, goes on where Tony Robbins goes on and helps Carly Simon, and she got past her fear of performing, and she actually just released something, I think, in the spring. So she's out there doing her thing. You know, she's older now, but she got past it with a technique we're going to talk about in a second. And Tony talks about how he befriended Bruce Springsteen. 1, 2, 3, 4, right, the boss. first concert I ever saw in the original Giants Stadium up in Jersey. And he went to a Springsteen concert backstage because they're boys at the time. And Springsteen's doing his thing. And if you've ever been to a Springsteen concert, it's so fun. I mean, there's originals, there's covers, there's marriage proposals, there's, you know, it's a five-hour-long marathon. The guy doesn't stop to pee or anything. He just goes, and it's amazing. And he's got one of those catalogs where over 45 years of music, you're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, I did. Oh, I didn't know he did that. Oh, wow, he's redoing the Beatles. Oh, that's fun. You know, whatever. So he's backstage watching Bruce Springsteen. And there had to be 50,000 people in the stadium. And he says to the boss, I did the numbers, and when I look at this and I see how you have all those people in front of you and you do this every night, so if you do the multiplication, you're performing in front of millions each year. Springsteen's like, yeah, millions. He goes, what's it feel like? What's it feel like to do that? Springsteen said, before the shows, I peek out behind the curtain and I see the crowd and I feel their energy and my heart starts to pound really fast in my chest. I'm getting really excited. And my throat starts to close up almost because I can barely breathe with this excitement and this adrenaline. My hands get so sweaty, Tony, I feel like I'm going to drop the guitar. And that moment is the moment that I realize I'm ready. You just had two people who do the exact same thing all the time, experience the same crowd, the same feelings. One in their mind is having a panic attack, and one, on the other hand, is ready. Is excited. See, here's the breakdown of fear, people. The breakdown is this. Your brain, when I mean it, I start beating this table up here at WCHE. I'm going to be careful. I don't break anything. Your brain cannot differentiate the difference between when you, Bree, are at the top of the roller coaster. Because some people are feeling the exact same thing you are, but they're, woo, hands up, ready to, they love it. You're ready to have a panic attack and jump off it. It's the exact same chemical in your brain. When that motivational speaker who has spoken in front of millions, literally over the decades, said to me, Mark, I am so scared. And I had a in that moment. And they went, oh, you're right. And they took the adrenaline and went out and did it. When my football players feel the butterflies in their stomach before they lay that first hit, they're not scared. They're hype. It's the exact same emotion. It is literally the same chemical that your brain is releasing to your body for you to do with it what you will. Harness it. Use it. Next time you are in a situation, in a pack of clowns, on an elevator, seeing the freaking whale right there in the Pacific Ocean, you are not scared. You are excited. Too many of us are not living our dreams because we're living our fears. You need to stop this. We need to take control. We need to have some more courage. There's too much anxiety out there. There's too much scarcity mindset out there. There's too many people being worried about too many things that never are going to come to fruition. That thing that you were worried about 15 years ago, you don't even remember what it was. And if you're worrying about the same thing today, 15 years later, did you realize it hasn't happened yet? Do you know martial artists train their entire lives for hours a day for something that's probably not even going to happen? They hardly ever get into physical altercations. On the offset 1% chance that they do, they'll handle it. But it's so rare. We have to take control of these primitive wired brains that we have and start accentuating these emotions that we're getting and taking them and using them for our benefit. This is a call to action, Get Up Army. I want you to stop being scared. I want you to stop living in fear. I want you to start being in control. I want you to start realizing you are in more control than you realize. You are the hammer or you are the freaking nail. There is no in between. I say you start swinging. It sucks being the nail. And I want you to win. And that's why I drive here in the rain. And that's why I sit down and talk about these topics. And that's why I yell at you with love, Get Up Army. Every single week. It's time for you to rise. It's time for you to step out of your comfort zone and to know that you're going to be all right. It's time for you to go hard. I believe in you. It's time for you to start believing in you. Now look, I got to get out of here. You got to get out of here. There's candy to get got. There's clowns to go beat up. I got things to do. My kid's got a football game. I'm running coaches' meetings. You got a life to live, Get Up Army. Hey, listen, we're coming back next week, the first week in November for this show. We got a month under our belt. We are just getting warm. I love you guys. I want you to play all out. And don't forget this, Get Up Army. I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.